Welcome to the February 2018 Delta County Commissioner's Report. I'm Felix Belmont. Thank you, Don, for taking the time to come into KVNF to talk with us today. My subject for discussion is controversial, very important, and one which, to my knowledge, we've not explored with the Delta County Commissioners. Before we start, let me say that if any questions I put to you contain incorrect information or assertions, I want you not to hesitate to correct me.
Okay, you got it, Felix. Right. Thank you for having me.
Right. I want to start by talking about marijuana.
Okay, I figured as much.
I'm sure you did. The Board of County Commissioners has just passed what is designated as Ordinance 2018-01 that limits the cultivation and growth of medical or any marijuana on residential land parcels to 12 plants instead of the new state limit of 24 plants, and your ordinance bans all growing on agriculture and vacant lands. Are these statements correct so far?
Yes and no, Felix. First of all, the ordinance 2018-01 is an ordinance that we put together with the help of the district attorney and the sheriff's office, legal counsel for Delta County, and we are following the guidelines of Senate Bill 17-1220. In that Senate bill they passed that took effect in January, it gave local jurisdictions the option of basically maintaining a plant limit per property, per residence, and it's done for numerous reasons. Part of it is to cut out on the black market and the gray market that's going on in the state of Colorado. Another part of it is just, for those entities that are collecting tax, it's to, keep those outside sources from not producing when they aren't being taxed. And a lot of it is because in Colorado, we've had a lot of bad players in this industry.
Yeah.
In Delta County, we've experienced it just as much as any place that we've got Cuban nationals coming up, renting out facilities.
Really?
Yes, destroying facilities, turning them into great big grow shops that they're shipping out of state. We've had numerous incidents of, illegal grow operations that are running under the guise of a legal operation. So we've got a real problem out there with the black market marijuana and with the problems that come from it. And this is an attempt to address this. As you know, Delta County never did legalize commercial growth or commercial sales of marijuana. So as far as not allowing it on commercial property, that is just simply following through with current ordinance that Delta County already has in place.
Okay, you've probably answered a couple of things that I have here, so we might just be redundant.
No problem.
But that's fine. Now, let me ask you this. How did you arrive at what seems to be the insignificant number of 12 plants, and why does your ordinance make a distinction between private and commercial cultivation?
Once again, the distinction between private and commercial, that comes from the fact that we don't allow any commercial growth. So
you don't allow any commercial growth at all?
Correct. Okay. So that's the distinction there. The reason that we don't want to deny anybody their constitutional right that's allowed to them by Amendment 64, Amendment 20. We don't want to disallow anybody their right to use marijuana. That is not the intention here. The 12 plants is a number that was come up with based upon the state statutes and based upon conversations with the DA and the sheriff's office.
Okay. I assume, of course, that you are familiar with State Bill HB 17-1220,
yes,
which passed the Colorado State Legislature and took effect January 1st, as you just mentioned. It aims to get marijuana growing, as I understand it, out of residential areas and onto agricultural areas and vacant land and commercial areas, as I understand it. Is that correct?
Yeah, there. Yes and no. There's a couple different situations.
I actually have a copy of it, and I've read it. And after I read it, like all things like that, I don't fully understand it.
The legislation, it is, you know, it's standard legislation. It's a bit tough to read at times. You know, it was done for multiple purposes. You know, they didn't want these large scale grow operations taking place in a residential area. You know, that was a big factor. Just the safety concerns, the potential hazards to, you know, neighbors, people living in the home, people living next door. You know, that was part of it. And, you know, once again, like we talked before, you know, they were just trying to really limit the amount of black market and gray market marijuana that's taking place in this state.
If you just joined us a few minutes after the beginning of the program, this is the February issue of Delta County Commissioner's Report, and our guest today is Second District Commissioner, Mr. Don Supas. Don, commercial caregivers, that is, growers, have indicated, so I'm told, that a cap of 12 plants is economically unworkable. This means that your 2018-01, as enacted, probably will end commercial production of marijuana in Delta County, and those operators currently in business will most likely close down their facilities here, move their greenhouses, thus adding to unemployment and probably negatively affecting the commercial real estate market. And this will result in local users having to go out of the county to obtain supplies. Have you any comment on that?
Well, first of all, that's a bit factually inaccurate because commercial growth is not allowed in Delta County anyways. Anybody that is growing here
commercially. Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay, yeah. That's my error.
Yeah. Anybody that's growing here commercially is doing it illegally anyways. So
That was my error. I'm sorry.
There is no commercial growth allowed in Delta County. So, you know, we have been a, you know, what you would call, I guess, a smoke-free county, for lack of better terms. You know, there used to be dry counties. So, you know, we've been basically a smoke-free county since the adoption of Amendment 64. You know, we are actually seeing, you know, our property values are increasing. Our real estate market is coming back. And we're doing all this without the, you know, the need for having commercial marijuana in Delta County. You know, we are seeing our unemployment's going down. Revenues are up. Sales tax revenue's up. Real estate market's getting better. And once again, we're doing this without marijuana. So I think, you know, there's some misnomers in there about the whole marijuana industry, you know, and I'm going to point to the town of DeBec. You know, they legalized marijuana. They have a dispensary right there on I-70, and it did not stop the black market because just last year, the DEA confiscated 9,200 illegally growing plants right there in DeBec. So making it legal does not take it out of the black market.
Right.
And that's a cold, hard fact.
Now, marijuana is a potential gold mine with respect to taxes. Any community rejecting or restricting it will be missing an opportunity to get significant income in the form of production and or sales taxes, which could be used for other beneficial purposes. Do you agree with that? And also, what is the position or the status of locally taxing it to get some money out of it for the county?
You know, if it's legal, absolutely tax it. But I'm going to tell you, talking to some of the other counties throughout the state, you know, the part that they're talking about the tax revenue coming in, but they're not talking about the extra expenses that go along with this. They don't talk about
There's two sides to it.
They don't talk about the law enforcement costs, the jail costs, the human services cost. You know, as an economy improves, typically your human service costs go down. But since the adoption of Amendment 64 in Colorado, Colorado has had one of the leading economies in the country, and yet our human services costs across this state have continued to grow, and especially our child welfare costs, which the cases of child welfare are increasing all the time. And you ask anybody that handles these cases throughout the state of Colorado, and they will tell you that most all of these cases are drug related. So, you know, there are tax benefits, absolutely, but there's also some costs in there that are not always figured in by the pro-marijuana industry.
Okay. I've been told that some realtors believe that marijuana patients and growers moving into Delta County have played a significant role in keeping the real estate market from collapsing after the mines closed. If this is true, it would follow that enactment of 2018-01 could reverse this. Now, how do you feel about this? Do you think...
I don't know that I buy into that whole argument. Like I said, we have been a county that has not allowed commercial marijuana, and yet our economy is improving, our retail, our real estate is improving. You know, we have had a number of people move into this valley because we are not a commercial marijuana county. We've had a number of people move in from the Front Range that are disgusted by what they've seen in the Front Range in their neighborhoods and their communities, really? And they wanted to get away from it. So, you know, there's two sides of every coin, and I'm sure you can make arguments going both ways, and we could talk this out till the sun goes down a week from today and probably not solve them all.
Now, we've heard a lot about the county supporting the right to farm.
Yes.
Should not that right also apply to marijuana, within reasonable limits, of course, but not a maximum of just 12 plants per farm or other land parcel?
The county is absolutely 100% in favor of hemp, and we have been quite happy to help out the hemp growers
in
this
valley. I'm glad you bring that up. Now, is that a fact?
Yes. Yes, we have several.
I'm talking about hemp now.
Yes, we have several hemp growers in this valley, and we are doing everything we can to help them out, giving them information they need, or just trying to help them in any direction we can to be successful. You know, the part we have to remember is both, you know, Amendment 20 and Amendment 64, you know, they did not pass in Delta County. Delta County did not vote in favor of those as a county. The state passed them, so it is a state constitutional amendment that is throughout the state. But the voters of Delta County have not seen fit to allow commercial industry for marijuana. Even the municipal elections that have tried it have not been successful. And once again, this ordinance 2018-01 does not apply inside city limits. This is unincorporated Delta County. So if you live in Delta, in Paonia, these limits do not apply. This is strictly unincorporated Delta County.
Oh, I didn't quite get that. Would you, at the sake of repetition,
yes.
would you say that again?
Yes.
Because I missed that point, and I suspect maybe some other people did too.
Yes.
Say it again.
Ordinance 2018-01.
Which you just finalized this week, I believe.
Yes, that we just passed on Monday that goes
into
effect
on the 10th. And there is an article about it in the DCI
today,
by the way.
Yes, it goes into effect on the 10th. This ordinance only affects unincorporated Delta County. So if you live within city limits of Delta, town limits of Hotchkiss, Paonia, Orchard City, Crawford, Hotchkiss, these limits do not apply. Now, these municipalities have every right to adopt their own ordinance regarding restrictions.
That was going to be my next question. What can a Paonia or Delta Hotchkiss do about it?
Any municipality has the right to enact the same ordinance that Delta County did as given to them by Senate Bill 17-1220.
It won't happen, but theoretically, Paonia could say it's a total open thing. You can do whatever you want with it. Is that
theoretically? Yes.
Theoretically, it's not going to happen, but is probably. But is that a fact?
Yes. Yes. This is for unincorporated Delta County.
Right. Just one other aspect of it that I wanted to cover in this thing. Some people equate the dangers of marijuana use to the dangers of excessive alcohol use, with respect to driving, for instance. However, statistics do not bear this out. I'm told that in Colorado since 2012, there have been only one reported death attributable to marijuana versus 170 alcohol-related deaths per year just in car crashes since marijuana was legalized in the state. In 2016, this number went up to 196 deaths per year in alcohol-related crashes. Now, I'm not really asking you to comment on that, but this was just part of the data that I uncovered, and I just wanted to make that statement. It's an interesting thing because I'm sure a lot of people probably, and that includes me, associated the possibility of marijuana being just as bad as alcohol.
I can tell you the Delta County coroner does not agree with those statistics.
Right. Okay. That's interesting.
Yes.
So he would say there's been plenty more.
Yes. Yes, he would.
That's very interesting.
Yes.
And I'm sure he knows what he's talking about.
Yes, sir. Yes, right. Sir.
Just one final statement about this, and we'll get on to something else. I just want everybody to know I'm not trying to defend marijuana nor advocate its unrestricted availability. But I think this local governing entities like the Delta County Board of Commissioners should not go overboard. Specifically, they should wait a couple of years to see how the new state statute, 17-12-20, works out before passing even stricter rules banning growing on agricultural lands. Now, I don't know, you may not agree with that or so on, but I suspect we don't really know the total significance of all of this right at the moment. I'm not trying to editorialize here or anything, but there's probably going to be future developments one way or the other. Do you agree?
Absolutely. This is going to be an issue that is far from over.
Okay.
There will be many discussions come in the future. I guarantee you that. You know, the ultimate goal of Senate Bill 17-12-20 was to give law enforcement the tools it needed. And that is why it was the sheriff and the DA that came to the county, you know, seeking this ordinance, because they needed the tools that were not given to them until this bill took place. So, you know, you're right. We'll see what happens. It could be an interesting process we see coming up in the next year, and we may go back to the drawing board and change everything. So it's definitely a issue that Colorado has been dealing with since Amendment 64 and will continue to deal with until we get the kinks worked out of it.
Right. We're talking here with Second District Commissioner Don Supas, and I think we have more than exhausted the subject of marijuana, and let's go on to something else. Don, what do you see, aside from marijuana now? Let's forget about that. We're still in the beginning of the year. It's February, but we've got, 10 months to go. And what do you see as the perhaps one or two biggest problems facing the county? And what is the Board of County Commissioners thinking about doing about it? What is the biggest thing on your minds, except for this bloody marijuana thing?
You know, the single biggest thing on our mind, as pretty much always, is making sure that the economy of Delta County stays strong. And we are doing a lot of stuff right now to try to maintain that strength in our economy. We are growing. It is growth at a modest rate. I will not deny that, but I would prefer a modest growth to a boom and bust cycle.
Absolutely. And we don't want a bubble. So-called.
That's right. Bubbles are tough to adapt to, and they're tough to recover from when the bubble breaks. So this slow and steady growth that the county is seeing is actually, I mean, it's about as good as it gets.
Now,
in my
is it
opinion.
Growth in population, or is it growth in tax revenues? What, where
we are, seeing a growth in tax revenues. We are seeing typically a 5% sales tax increase consistently. We are also, we are seeing a good movement in our real estate market, which tells you that people are moving in here. What's the problem with the population right now is we're losing some families. You know, a lot of these coal mining families have reached the point where they realize that them coal mining jobs aren't coming back. They realize the, you know, there's not any money left to maintain the kind of lifestyle, support their children and their wife the way they normally do. And so they're leaving the area seeking those similar types of jobs. Replacing those are typically more the retired folks moving here from the Front Range because they're tired of the hustle and bustle over there.
Are we getting more retired people?
We are. We are. We are seeing, we're we're seeing a lot of that. But, you know, we're also seeing, you know, people want to work out of their homes. Now that Elevate has come here offering gigabit service, we are seeing that as a huge driver in the real estate market also.
I think the Elevate thing, the installation of cable for internet for high-speed internet and so on, and the fact that people can work out of their homes is one of the biggest pluses we have here.
Absolutely.
And I'm you're doing it down on the level. I can't wait for it to come up on the Mesa, you know.
Well, I can tell you DMEA or Elevate, I should say, hooked me up probably about a year ago, and it is amazing.
Are you using
it? Yes, absolutely. And absolutely.
It really works. Huh?
Yes, it does. It is amazing.
I'm glad to hear that.
So,
well, I just hope they get enough subscribers and have enough resources to also come up on some of the Mesas.
Well, I'm sure they will. That's in their plan. It's just a matter of you know, revenue game.
Obviously.
Making sure they can pay the bill as it comes along. But spoken to several people with DMEA, and they have a great plan to move forward, and it's an ambitious plan, but they're following through. They're really doing a good job. They've hooked up a lot of people, and they got a lot more on the list to hook up. So,
well, that's just about our time for today. I appreciate your great enthusiasm and optimism, and we've been talking here with Second District Commissioner Don Supas. I want to thank you again for coming up and being so forthright about it. And I didn't mean to put so much emphasis on marijuana, but I thought we could talk about it once and then hopefully maybe forget about it.
Well, Felix, if this is the last time we discuss this issue, I would be very surprised. So,
well, good. Thank you again. For KVNF, I'm Felix Belmont.